the official beginning of Hanukkah. And happy Hanukkah to all of our Jewish listeners, for
Jason
those who
Goodman,
celebrate.
Happy Hanukkah.
Yes, because Jason, you have said for many, many, many much years on the program that you grew up kind of celebrating both sometimes.
Yeah, as a kid, because my dad's side was Jewish, but my mom's side was Christian. So, I mean, Catholic. So right. I got to try to take advantage of both.
The best of both worlds.
Get the 8 days of presents and a big Christmas day. Why not?
Yeah, I didn't care about the religious part. I just cared about the presents.
Alrighty.
On both sides.
Sure. Okay.
But now.
Equal opportunity of not caring.
I don't care about any major religion. But he has now recently converted to Christianity,
nope,
which is fine.
That is not true either.
Well, you are talking
very
about
close.
Your pastor
a
lot.
Off the air, he's like, hey, I talk about a pastor. Now, don't say that I'm Jewish.
Right. Nope.
I did. Either way, I just say the both sides.
Said
I don't
that
like
you have celebrated in the past.
Yes. That's what I like.
Yes. Yeah.
You weren't saying don't say I'm Jewish for any reason except for now that you're a Christian.
Yeah.
All right.
No. That
you don't want for your boy to hear that.
Yeah.
No. Nope.
Pastor Jonathan, right?
It's going to be a whole nother lecture.
You guys you're going to go to lunch.
Oh
you're
going
to have deep, meaningful conversations.
I'm going to spill more food on him.
Right. He's going
to
say
like to lunch twice, but yes.
Okay.
And then you can't bring up the Torah because he might like, what are you talking about the Torah?
Yeah.
What?
It's the first five books of the Bible. Anyways. Jewish. All right. So anyway.
Oh, yeah, the original book.
It's the first five books in the Old Testament.
He calls it the OG. That's why I like it.
Yeah. The Torah. The
OG. We just celebrate the beginning of Hanukkah without all of this chaos?
Shalom. Yes,
thank you.
There you go.
It's time for the story of Hanukkah.
Hanukkah is a party that lasts 8 nights.
You put out your wooden shoes, and if you're good, you get nuts and dried fruits.
My first Hanukkah with Sheldon, he yelled at me for 8 nights.
I now have to go out and purchase for you a gift of commensurate value, representing the same perceived level of friendship as that represented by the gift you've given me.
We're Jewish, so one day my mother said, we'll have a Hanukkah bush.
It is not egregious, word of the day, to say Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah.
My favorite part was when Superman flew all the Jews out of Egypt.
All these different shows and movies.
All the different movies. To celebrate the beginning of Hanukkah at sundown this evening, we've had him in studio earlier this week to be a part of local talent. And it's our very own employee, Larry, who we found out just by accident that he also knew the Hanukkah song by Adam Sandler. And we said, well, why didn't you perform that one? And we found out that Squid didn't know it, and so he didn't know that it was popular enough to perform.
Yeah, he's like, who's Adam Sandler? Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
So we've invited Larry back in studio to perform the Hanukkah song.
All right, Lair, whenever you're ready.
I feel like Lair. You probably actually knew Adam Sandler, but the Hanukkah song.
Let's not add any commentary, Larry.
Just sing, Larry.
Larry.
Not going to perform the song if you continue talking.
Minus a point.
Jason has a large hook under his desk that he's going to put around your neck.
Right off
you
the stage.
Ruining right Hanukkah for me.
Yeah.
So keeping the original in mind.
You're still talking.
This is lasting 8 nights.
All right, Hanukkah's over. All right, here we go.
Put on your yarmulke, it's time to celebrate Hanukkah. We're gonna have so much funukkah on this happy, happy Hanukkah. Hanukkah is the festival of lights. Instead of one day of presents, you get 8 crazy nights. So when you feel like you're the only kid in town without a Christmas tree, here's a list of other people who are Jewish, just like you might be. David Lee Roth lights the menorah. So do the late, great James Caan, Kirk Douglas, and the weasel Polly Shore. Louise is still alive. Guess who eats together at the Carnegie Deli? Bowser from Shanana and Arthur Fonzarelli. Jason Goodman was raised half Jewish. Doja Cat's half too.
Wow!
Put them together, man, that's a fine looking Jew. You don't need deck the halls or jingle bell rocker when you can spin the dreidel with Captain Kirk and Harry Potter. That's right, they're both Jewish. Put on your yarmulke. It's time to celebrate Hanukkah. The owner of the Seattle Supersonicas celebrates Hanukkah. Travis Kelce. Not a Jew. And guess what? Neither is Baseball Hall of Famer Rod Carew.
Yeah.
He never actually converted, Adam. You got Ann Landers and her sister, Dear Abby. David Beckham's a quarter Jewish. Not too shabby. Han Solo's actually half. Some people think Ebenezer Scrooge is, but he's not. But guess who is? All three Stooges. So many Jewish people are in showbiz. Tom Cruise isn't, obviously. But I heard his agent is. Tell your friend Veronica, it's time to celebrate Hanukkah. I hope I get a harmonica on this happy, happy Hanukkah. So drink your gin and tonica. Don't worry about marijuana. If you have some funica on this happy, 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 happy Hanukkah.
Wow!
Let's go!
Larry!
Let's go!
Amazing!
My new favorite
an A
employee.
Wow!
Put that in rotation!
Woo!
My new part, that was amazing! That,
wow. I loved it, dude. And then you made some changes on your own.
Yes!
That was great!
That was
you
awesome.
You updated it and everything. If you did that for Local Talent Tuesday when you got that B-, you would have got an A+.
Yeah,
that
dude.
Was awesome.
The most miraculous part of all is that because Jason was mentioned in the song, he's all of a sudden Jewish again.
When he was doing it, before he even mentioned my name, I'm like, he's actually doing a really good job.
Yes, for sure.
And then he threw that in there. That's when the plus came.
That's hilarious.
Wow.
You nailed it.
Computing final grade. Final grade is an A.
I know, big time. We're not doing local talent, but
yeah. Yay.
We're my new favorite employee.
We're going to have to call up the Pastor Jonathan and be like, hey, more evidence here.
Don't
I don't know.
You're like, Pastor Jonathan, what you got? You got a song for me? It names me. And
they do though, but yeah.
Yeah. Some Mercy Me song or whatever.
Wow.
Really
Larry,
good.
That was fantastic. I like the changes that Travis Kelce was smart
Very
to
funny.
Add that in. Terrific.
Yeah, another surprise.
Squid, you've never heard it before. What were your thoughts?
It was a great song. It was phenomenal. Yeah. Actually, I had to refrain from laughing so I wouldn't mess up the live video on Facebook, but yeah, it was great.
That's
great.
Good. Mm-hmm. Hey, we're all here to learn. I didn't know much about Young Dolph when I met Squid.
But look at us now. Whether we wanted to or not.
Yeah. Mine,
we were stuck in a car with him for 5 hours, and he was driving. We're like, you can listen to what you want to.
Guess so.
And we're in a different state, and so couldn't hear the station, and so we heard Young Dolph for 6 hours. All right, great job, Larry. Appreciate it. Work on the talking. But,
just what I thought when he was... There's no reason for him to be on stage. He's talking like this. He redeemed himself.
Yes, man. Amazing.
Crushed it.
Go out on a high, Larry.
That's right. I'm turning the mic off now so you don't.
We're helping.
Just like I can't really hear him. He's talking so low that I'm not even sure what he's saying. So.
Wow.